Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Dude, the sky, it's full of stars, bright, pinpointy light, brilliant, just poking through that blanket of dark, dark night. The geometry of shadows are full of angels speaking in words and whispers and screams that we have no means to interpret, but we continue to distill meaning and interpretation and perception and all kinds of dichotomies and cookie cornucopias filtered through our eyes as a human civilization bereft of the possibility of a life beyond the meaningless existence that we have that is the now, the moment that we fill in our lives, and we tick-tock everything through from the one to the next to the other. We completely disingenuously ignore the possibility, the potential, the parameters and the paradigms and the Poughkeepsies of all those things that are around us. The little mice that are going squee, 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 squee in the corner. The corn growing in the fields. The sky full of angels. The light coming down, reaching through the atmosphere to nurture the earth and bring out an even better possibility. The things we throw off in cascade, the things that we just leave lying on the ground, growing up through the roots of Dude, it's just like that, man. Hey, W, how's it going?
I want to know why you started off sounding all Southern.
I don't know. I just do that sometimes. It's just like, hey, I do. I go into all kinds of different kinds of accents and sometimes I actually make sense. Sometimes I don't. But you know, sometimes it's just like, what the? And then it's like, oh, that the.
Are we supposed to make sense? I mean,
I ain't making sense. This is my show. I don't make sense. I have a Cthulhu. I actually have 5 Cthulhus. And they're all staring at me right now. I also have a devil monkey. And then a regular monkey. And then I have Edgar Allan Poe over there. And Spider-Man, Batman, Sarah Chan, She-Hulk, Catwoman, Invisible Woman, Karen Cooper, Mystique, Dracula, Werewolf.
Wait, how do you know you have Invisible Woman if you can't see her?
Because I can see her. I put a label on her.
Oh.
See, I didn't have to put a ring on the finger.
Uh-huh.
I put a label on the neck.
That works.
Yes. Go ding-a-ling. That's her right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to do this stuff. I am controlled. I am all about the stuff.
Well, speaking of the stuff, I have a question for you.
7.
Told you I was going to break it out real quick on you.
Ah, for the love of crankiness.
Did you see the trailer?
Which one?
To Daredevil.
No, I did not see the trailer to Daredevil. I saw that there's a new Blade Runner trailer out. I saw the last Avengers trailer. I saw 14 other trailers in the last couple of days as well.
You did not see it. They actually show, what's his name, all bald-headed as can be. Kingpin? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll eventually watch it. I'm not as excited about Daredevil as other people are. I like the concept. I'll watch the show. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not as...
I got a feeling you nailed something right on the head.
Of course I did. What was it?
That he's not going to have his outfit at all the first season.
Who, Daredevil? Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
The whole thing is origin stories.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's going to be a disappointment, but there's...
It's going to be a disappointment to some, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of backstory in here from what I saw in this preview.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole point of this first series is to start setting the tone for the four series. Sorry, the five series.
Become one series.
So as they become the Defenders. And it's like, well, you got to start laying the thick down somewhere. So lay it down in Daredevil. It's the first series.
Yeah. I'm curious, though. I want to see where it builds to, what it becomes, because I think, as you said, the Defenders are going to be what really...
That's going to be the money shots.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
I'm anxious.
Yes, Jack, Blade Runner. They re-released a new trailer for the original movie, because now they're talking about doing a Blade Runner 2. That was just recently released, announced as well.
Yeah, I saw that. Mel Gibson's...
A bunch of people involved with that. I don't care. I think it's going to suck.
And what was this about the Millennium Falcon crash?
Oh, dude, come on. That one was so played. Harrison Ford got into a wee accident, crash landed his... Sorry. I'm all shooken up about it, can't you tell?
Yeah.
He crash landed his World War II vintage biplane into a golf course. By the way, did you see the picture I posted for the show today? You didn't see it.
No, I think I missed it.
It's another golf course picture. You'll just have to go look it up and then tell me, report back. So yeah, Harrison Ford crashed his plane. He performed a picture-perfect crash landing with minimum damage to environment, people, and other possibilities. And yes, Jack. But some people memed imaged the ship, the plane, into the Millennium Falcon, which was cute. The first 100 times I saw it. Then I saw it a couple hundred more, and it's like, now you're just getting boring, people. We've seen it a lot. So.
Yeah. And the gator. Yes, I did see the gator picture.
Did you see the picture, the news story about that gator?
No.
It's a huge-ass gator.
Yeah, he looks pretty big.
He's and apparently it's not even the biggest gator they ever had on that course. It's in Florida, but apparently they have a tournament going on at that point. And they said, no, we're not stopping for the gator. He can walk past, and then we'll continue. I said, what? Okay, I'm sorry. I see a gator like that. I'm going to say, chicken's over there, fish is over there. I'm over here.
Right. Well, my question would be: is that hole a hazard?
Apparently not. But apparently, according to the article, they've never had an actual attack from a gator to a person because they're very strict on the golf course. We don't feed the gators because that's generally what causes them to be a problem. Because people feed the gators and then they get too close and the gator says, oh, look, hand, I'll eat that.
Yeah. By crikey, we're going to sneak right up on it.
Yes. Something like that. But not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier, you said you saw three movies. What were the other movies you saw?
I did see three movies, first, yes, you can yell at me all you want. I never saw it the first time around, but I finally got to see it. It was Tank Girl.
Seriously? That was an awesome movie. How could you have missed that so long ago?
Don't ask me. I don't know what
happened. I'm asking you. I already did ask you.
I don't even know why that never made it on to be watched, because I always did want to see that. And in fact, it was you that mentioned it and one time on the show, and I was like, son of a gun. This is a movie I've been wanting to see, but I never got the chance to see it. So finally, Netflix put it out, and heck yeah, I grabbed it and watched it.
It's an awesome movie.
It was a good movie. They did do a lot of, comic-type, cartoonish additions to it, I guess, to...
Yes, they embellished the story a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but they made her less violent.
Yeah.
The comic book is way more violent than that.
You could tell. You definitely could tell.
Yeah.
Of course, they made her a little crazier than...
No.
I mean, and I don't mean like crazy as psycho killer, because she did not have that vibe the way they made her in the film.
No, no. She was just anachronistically anarchistic, amoral, chaos. Type person.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much basically it. And she gets to drive a tank.
That was the best part. I'm just still curious how she got the tank to respond to her whistles.
You programmed it.
They never
don't explain it.
Yeah.
What the hell? It's Tank Girl, man. You don't explain shit.
Meh. All right, the next
one. You just basically do it.
Next one I watched was kind of your type of show, except for, you know, it was more with children involved.
They're good for food, lunch, and breakfast.
Exactly. But it was called Earth to Echo.
Echo.
Yeah. It was. First time I saw this preview, I never was interested in it. And when I saw this new preview, I was like, wait a second, this is a little different. Wait.
It's not Little House on the Prairie in space, is it?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, because I'd watch that.
Yeah, that would actually...
I've actually watched that. That was like 1999 or whatever.
That would be cool. No, this one was... it literally is filmed by cameras, different little handheld cameras to a Go camera to a cell phone cameras. This is how they did this film, which was really interesting the way they did it. It came out really clear. Thank God it wasn't a Blair Witch where you're just like, what? Throughout the whole film because the cameras are moving too much. But
Transformers.
Yeah, that too. But they had some technology things that happened that I totally can see you screaming out during.
No, they can't do that shit. It's wrong. Okay,
those
what was it?
Words that came to my mind.
What was it?
It was.
Give me an example. I'll rip it apart right now.
It's kind of like where this alien is using their cell phones and giving them a map, directing them to where they need to go next.
Why would that be unusually possible?
When you see it, you'll understand.
Okay, so you mean like they're going, dooty dooty doot, my mind I'm using and putting it in the cell phone.
Well, it's like these kids are the only ones that figured it out. Nobody else could figure out, what's this thing? They actually, in the beginning, they said, did your phone throw up? Because it shows us images that just kind of blow up on their phones. And they kept calling it that their phones blew up. So it was
that just sounds more socially dumb.
There was, like I said, well, that's the child side of it.
Dumb.
But then all of a sudden, the kids are doing what they can to escape from these so-called construction people who weren't really construction people. And
did they have sunglasses that said, hey, look, them, evil aliens?
Yeah, they were pretty much wore men in black in construction outfits, yeah.
Well, yeah. Where do you think the aliens are going to be? They're going to work in construction. Why? Because they're going to be getting $40 an hour just sticking a pipe and hitting the ground and whatever.
But there was this one cool scene where they literally drive through a semi truck. And I got to
do that every night.
No. The truck comes apart in pieces. It disassembles around them and reassembles behind them. And
I did that last night with Billy Joe Bob.
I believe it too, for some reason.
Yep, and Karen and Shmangy Boy.
Okay, I don't know that last guy.
Yeah, it's okay. You're really not supposed to. He's kind of not supposed to be there.
Ah, gotcha. Is he one of your imaginary friends?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I didn't imagine him.
No?
If I imagined him, I'd give him an extra leg.
I thought he already had three.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
He's got two legs. Okay. Three arms.
I know you
and an extra nose.
You're waiting for me to say the third one, aren't you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going to figure 11.
Number three was...
However, I did see a short animated cartoon thingy with the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
What if his pants ripped?
Yeah, what's the deal with that? How come that's the only piece of clothing that never ripped and always seemed to stretch out to be that right size?
It's called parental guidance. No, you can't have him have his wee-wee showing in public because that would be wrong.
Right.
Wait, didn't we do that in Watchmen? Yes, but that was only a few years ago. We're still edumacating our young peoples. Okay.
We don't want to see him flexing a new muscle.
Yeah. We don't want to see the love muscle being flexed. By the way, if you have never watched this TV show, Lex.
No, I can't.
You have to. You have to watch it. It's funny as hell.
Okay.
But season one, which is 8 episodes, which are actually 4 movies, little bit of nudity in those.
A little bit?
A little bit. Well, a lot of it. Just a shower scene.
Okay.
She gets full on naked. I like her. Eva Haberman, she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that. That's all I'm saying about him. Okay. Lex is an awesome show. It is funny. It is stupid. But it's funny.
Hmm. Sounds like something to look into. I've actually seen previews of it, and I've thought, one day I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, the first season, which is the four movies, has Ryan Boswick from Babylon 5.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Curry. Right. We all know who Tim Curry is in the second one.
Tim Curry's actually in it?
He is actually in it.
Wow.
Who is the dude from Osterman Weekend?
From which one?
Osterman Weekend.
I don't know.
Oh, crap. What the hell's his name? He's famous. He's done a lot of movies. And there's a lot of movies.
There's a lot of people like that in different movies.
No, he's like done lots of movies. Now I have to look that up.
I'm looking it up right now while we're talking.
Yeah, but you can't look it up as fast as I can look it up.
I have it right here in front of me.
No, you don't.
Sure, which one? Rutger Hauer?
That one.
Okay. I was going to say, because there's Dennis Hopper in there and Greg T. Nelson and John.
Who cares about them?
They're names. They're
famous. Yeah.
Rutger Hauer?
Rutger Hauer is in the third one. And let's see who was in... what the hell was his name? One of the Star Trek bad guys was in the fourth one.
That doesn't help me any. Khan?
No, not Khan. Fourth movie. That's the second movie. Dude, seriously?
Fourth movie.
Doesn't matter. There's a lot of people that was in that show.
Yeah, there was.
Holy crap. And they're all listed on there. Yowza. Oh, well. We'll move on. So, third movie. Yes, Farscape was good also. So, what was your third movie?
Third movie was one that you called a flop. And that's where we're going to have
it. Was?
It was the new RoboCop. Well, here's the thing. I think they rebooted it with some realistic sides to it. Some. Where it wasn't 100% sci-fi like the very first one.
I thought it was a fine movie on its own. It was not RoboCop.
See.
It was RoboSlop.
Well, it wasn't.
Slop.
It wasn't.
You didn't
half,
get the joke there. Slop. Yeah.
It wasn't half a person like the first film.
Yeah, it was like 10% of a person.
It wasn't even 10%.
Oh, no, it was 10%. It was his lungs, his brain, one hand, not the arm, just the hand.
Yeah, it was
a couple of, like, dendrils think from his spinal column.
Why the heck would you keep a hand if there's no arm attached to it?
That's what I was talking about. And when I first saw that movie and saw that, I was like, what the hell in God's green earth are you doing with that shit?
But I did kind of like it to an extent of where it brought realism to it versus, you know, like I said before. Of course, I will get you. They did bring some lines like I'll buy that for a dollar. And but that was about it. I loved the commercials in the first one with the car.
Malcolm McDowell. He got it right. That's who was the other guest appearance in Lex.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I mean, I can see where the reboot was trying to bring some realism to it, but I don't know.
That wasn't bringing realism to it. That was bringing super modern to the movie. It really didn't really need it. I did like the whole Ed 209, you have 10 seconds to comply.
Mm-hmm.
That one was funny. But that was like, whoa, you didn't even expect that coming in there until you saw them. It's like, No, I don't hate the movie. I just think the movie was not necessary.
I don't understand.
Completely not necessary.
I don't understand the need for the reboot. That's my part.
That's what I'm saying. I thought the movie was okay if they didn't call it RoboCop.
Yeah.
Okay? If they come up with any other kind of names like, hey, Cyborg Man or something along those lines, it would have been fine. I would have enjoyed it probably a lot more. But because they called it RoboCop, I'm expecting a Cadillac SUX 6000 to drive in. I'm expecting him to get out of it and start, you are bad, freeze for justice kind of crap. And it's like, no, I'm not getting anything even close to what the original movie was. So totally far beyond anything from the original movie. It's like, dude, you know what? No, that was not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, there's, I could have seen maybe in a sense, I wouldn't call it a reboot, but like saying, hey, we're doing this again time after, and saying, oh, well, whatever happened before, no, we don't acknowledge that. That never happened, you know, kind of thing, where they actually deny it in the film.
Okay. I have no problem with sequels, and I have no problem with prequels, and I have no problem with, hey, let's take that and go a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much that, but I really don't like reboots so much, unless it's really good. And that's going to be the problem, is the challenge for any movie maker trying to reboot an existing franchise of any sort whatsoever, he's got to overcome all of the complexities of the original franchise. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, now how do you make it something cool? How do you make it different? How do you make it mine? How do you make it something that people can latch onto today? And the difficulty is, your default audience is already expecting something else, and you give them not that. So well, right away, you've got an entire 50%, I'm just throwing numbers out randomly because I don't have any substantiation to them whatsoever. You're immediately 50% of the people who are not going to like it, because they're expecting something else. But yet they still go to see the show or the movie or whatever. And the people who make it, the money people, they know that's going to be the case. That's why they make all of these reboots, because they know that they can make money off of it. But the product they end up delivering is subpar. It's not as good as it could be, because they don't invest the time, the effort, the passion to make that product good.
Well, right? And here's the thing. It could have... I honestly think it could have been better had they added some extra touches to it. Yeah, if you're going to try to keep some parts of the original, which obviously they attempted to, they could have, like you said, the car could have still been there.
Bits and pieces of things. If they'd actually introduced the... Because RoboCop was meant to be funny. It was meant to be a satire. It was meant to be a commentary on social injustice and about life in modern life, where it's just going worse and worse and worse. And hey, maybe somebody can turn around and make a difference. And now, that's cool.
Here's a scary part about all this. Now, here we are. We're disrespecting it to this point. But in the whole first, in this movie, they kept calling it Omnicorp.
Yeah. OCP.
No.
Omnicorp is OCP.
It is later, according to the way they did it, because correct, they said Omnicorp was this company, but not the apparent company.
Correct.
Or the company it was umbrellaed under, which was OCP. And I was like, wait a second, OCP was the mother of all in the first one. So there was this, I guess this is their door to say, we're going to do more.
Yes, sure. OCP and Omnicorp was part of the original movie franchise. They both companies existed in the movie series.
But here's the other thing. They literally straight off, right out the bat, say his weak spot.
Okay. You know? Do you know what one of the worst things I hated about this movie was?
What's that?
Is there's a scene where they're going about do-do-do-do-do, and oh, hey, let's look at the marketing footage. It's like, oh, and then they show the original RoboCop thing. And he said, no, focus groups hated that one. We got rid of that design element a long time ago. We went with the black, shiny armor one. Ooh, because focus groups love that one. It's like,
no,
what?
it was the lights on the shoulders. The kids like that he transforms.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, dudes, so freaking lame, piss me off. Okay, reboot my buttocks.
No, I don't see this as a reboot at all. I see this as a total rewrite.
Well, that's what a reboot is.
No. Me personally, and I think you've said it before many a times, a reboot is taking the film and doing it again, keeping as much...
No, that's a regurgitation.
Yeah. And this here is literally just vomited into, this is a whole new story.
Yeah. Well, basically it is the original RoboCop story, just different.
Well, and I'm curious, and you could answer this one.
Five.
Of the original stories before they even made any of these RoboCop movies, was there a comic book? Was there something before this?
Nope. RoboCop started as a movie.
So.
Oh, I think it was a short story from somebody.
So then it's really nothing, and maybe the short story might be more of what we just, you know, what we're discussing, but I don't know.
No, no, actually it wasn't a short story. It was just they created the movie concept and said, bam.
Hmm.
Ooh, gentrification, authoritarianism, greed, privatization, capitalism, identity, dystopia, and human nature.
Do you know there's an actual OmniCorp
website? Of course there is.
Website?
Do you know what Omni means?
One.
All.
All that too.
Well, it's Latin for all.
It's in the website is of all the stuff from the movie.
Well, of course.
This movie, including the craft, which I wish they would have done more. That flying craft, they would have done, should have done more on that. That one, that craft looked pretty sweet.
You know what? It's time to wash the taste of the taint of the RoboCop repaint out of our brains with a wee bit of a intermezzo. Show. I can do whatever the hell I gosh darn want. That was Girl School, by the way, one of my favorite bands of all time, and their song Kickin' It Down. And I don't know if you know who Girl School is, but they used to tour with Motorhead all the time. I likes them a lot. Welcome back. Hello, EW.
I'm trying to clean my ears from that singing of yours.
Well, you better use some WD-40, because that's the only way you're going to get the sound of my dulcet tones out of your brain cranium.
I think I need a fresh electric wizard next.
Okay, well, you'll have to deal with that in about 30 minutes.
30 minutes, no!
You've got a whole crank yank of 30 minutes left to go before you can go and wash my dulcet tones. Actually, am I a tenor? I don't know. I think I am. Out of your earplug and
stuff. I actually have a question for you.
Okay.
We've been a couple of weeks now, and there's one thing missing out of your show that I haven't got to hear in a while.
Cookies?
No. Comic book day.
Every day is comic book day.
Yeah, but you know how you used to always say the new ones you got in. You haven't mentioned any new ones.
I'm going to today.
About 3 weeks now?
I can't. You know I've been ill with the voicing thing, right? I have to keep it cool and keep it on the D-low to keep it cool. Go, go, go.
I know, but we're kind of having withdrawals, man.
First, I'm going to talk about the stuff I watched this weekend.
Yes, what did you watch?
You're totally not up to date on it, though.
There's only one show I think I'm not up to date on, and that would be Gotham.
Ah, well, Peggy Carter, Gotham, and Constantine. I am now up to date except for this week's shows.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'm behind on Peggy Carter by one show, which would have been last week's, because I don't think they did one this week.
They didn't do one last week, I don't think.
They haven't.
What was the last show you saw?
I'm going to have to pull it up. They haven't done a Constantine in a while, too.
Yeah, I think Constantine's been a little slow.
I wonder why.
The whole fact that the television channel that's putting the show on is, I don't know, silly?
Yeah, I mean, well, this whole time I've always said that NBC's never done justice to films.
True. They probably won't do too well to this one either, even though they've done a really good job with it. I like Constantine. I think they've done a great job with him.
Yeah.
But Peggy Carter, as I think either yourself or Jack finally mentioned, yes, they finally got past the stupid threshold of driving me up the wall.
Yep.
Still, a little bit on the, we get it. Stop hitting me over the head with it every single 5 minutes. I don't need it, but I love this girl, Dottie.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you think about her?
I love her. She makes me happy in my happy place.
Oh, the little handcuff to the bed at the end?
No, not that part. Oh, so that's the last episode you saw?
Yeah.
The episode after that is the last episode, I think, of the season or whatever. And that's way better.
Oh, okay. Well, then
so up to that point, there's the one point where the albino guy is trying to sneak up on Peggy and going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dottie says, ooh, is that an automatic machine pistol? And he's like, what? And she says, I want that. And she just beats the crap out of him and takes it.
Yep, I remember that episode.
I love that. That's one of the reasons why I love Dottie. Because she turns out to be... I mean, have you guessed who Dottie is?
I've got a guess, but I'm not sure if I'm right. Well, who do you think she is?
Well, I know who she is.
Oh, who do they... Oh, they've already showed who she is?
Well, they showed you what she is.
Right. So who is she?
Okay, you know what the Black Widow come from, right?
Yeah.
Black Widow was part of an entire program of women being trained to be like that.
So my guess was right. She is the mother of...
No, she's not the mother.
Oh.
She's just another girl who's been in that program. That's the whole thing about Marvel Comics with the Black Widow program. They had a number of people in that program.
Hmm. I'm curious where she's going to go with that.
Probably she'll be a on-again, off-again villain. I'm pretty sure of it. But yeah, no, like I said, I'm finally glad they got over the women are inferior complex thing through the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, sure, great that you're showing that was an inequitable time period for women. Awesome. I appreciate the fact that you're trying to show society's gotten better, kind of. But quit hammering her over the head with me.
Yeah.
That was driving me up the wall.
Well, I was glad that they finally brought that episode around that says, you know, hey, this is not what it is anymore. You're just like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. I mean, oh, you didn't see the one with the Howling Commandos then yet, have you?
I guess not.
Because that's this episode, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'll catch up.
Fun episode. I liked it. And it really sets the tone of where the show should be going. Because I want them to see stop doing, hey, let's do Gangster of the Week and find the villain thing. It's supposed to be about the birth of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
There's nothing even mentioned about the birth of freaking S.H.I.E.L.D. in the first 8 episodes or whatever.
I don't even think they mention S.H.I.E.L.D.
They don't.
I mean, the only thing that they do mention is the blood of Captain America, and that's about it.
Well, they keep referencing to Captain America all the time, and that's cool. That's great, because that's where the connection is supposed to be between this and the rest of the MU. But there's, like, zero reference to S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. It's all just the SSR.
Well, and of course, she's supposed to somehow bring about the birth of it, so...
Her and Howard Stark.
Yeah.
Okay, there's got to be some other people involved with that.
Well, I think that... I can't think of the guy's name. The one with the crutches.
Yes. I'm sure he's part of it.
Yeah, I think he's part of it. And I'm sure the guy that she saved that was, got his little dirty past is probably part of it.
You find even more about him.
Oh, I am no surprise. I heard about his little... I saw that episode with his dirty little past and how much of a coward he is.
Okie dokie. But, Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you end up with Gotham?
You can go on with it. I'm far enough behind.
I like Gotham. I think, yeah, MU is Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
I think Jack doesn't like Gotham. Correct me if I'm right, Jack, or wrong. Mention it in the chat room. Do you like Gotham or not? I think you ranted about it before.
Well, it kind of got a little weird for me, and that's kind of where I stopped.
Did you get to Arkham Asylum?
No, I think that's the episode I'm lost on, and then I lost all the...
Okay, that was the halfway point.
Yeah, there's some that got pulled off, so I'm like stuck where I start watching where I'm at, where they have it now, and I miss a lot, or wait.
I don't know. I mean, I really like it. I love the concept as to where they're going with it, because I love to see the origins of things and how it goes.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm watching the show, holy shit, that's Scarecrow. And mm-hmm. I was right, that is Scarecrow. How did they go? Wow, that's cool. Poison Ivy? I love this weird little kid that they've got as Poison Ivy. It's like, dude, she's just weird. And she's perfect for that role, because it's like, she grows, like Poison Ivy grows up into a beautiful woman who is like, no, I'm sorry, but I don't think with the same reality you do. Plants are my friend. You're just food.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jack likes parts of it, but thinks it's crazier. I love Penguin, even though every single moment, every single show that he's in, the part of is a regular thing. It's like, yeah, I'm doing great, great. Shit, somebody's trying to kill me. Man, they just almost killed me. Man, I got out by the thin of my... Hey, Gordon, how's it going, palo buddy? Mm-hmm. That kind of makes me laugh. But I enjoy the show immensely. I think it's hilarious. I love the girl that they have playing Barbara Gordon. The twist that they had on her was like, whoa! And that one showed up like early in the show where she like used to have a lesbian lover.
Right. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember that one.
And then like her and Gordon kind of separated for a little bit and she went back to her. And then we're supposed to feel bad for Gordon. Sorry, for her because that... It's like, no, Gordon should just go on his own way and get his own happy going back on, which he does. By the way, Terry Hatcher's in the show now as well.
Oh, wow.
I love Terry Hatcher. I think she's going to turn out to be something really, really bad in the show. Like evil bad. As in, something nefarious.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that yet.
She's great at what she's playing. I mean, the character she's playing. Oh, yeah, okay. I love it. The circus episode. Oh my god, that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I could see it coming, so I was like, yeah, whatever. Constantine. I love what they're doing with Constantine. But I'm not so crazy what they're doing with Papa. What the hell was his name?
Which one? Chaz?
No, the voodoo guy.
Oh, really? I'm not sure. I didn't catch much of what they're doing with him. It just seems
he's only had two episodes.
Yeah, he's... Well, he's had more than that, because it was the first episode where they introduced him, then there was the face-off.
A couple episodes. Him,
and then he had to right his wrong of bringing people
Papa
back.
Papa Midnight, that's it, sorry.
Papa Midnight, there you go.
I don't really think it translated as well from the comics to that character. I mean, he's okay. I don't mind him. He always plays. Jack missed the best parts. Okay.
I'm thinking that if somebody else is going to pick up Constantine, and they're going to start letting it get darker. And if they do let it get darker, Papa Midnight is going
to
look
worse. It got pretty freaking dark. The nun shot the guy to save the baby.
Yeah.
But come on. That's pretty freaking dark.
She wanted to shoot him anyway, so it didn't matter.
That's irrelevant. She wouldn't have shot him just for the sake of shooting him, because her vows would have been forbidding it. But right. She shot him to save the baby, and left him to get consumed by a demon.
Yeah.
That's dark. That's like really freaky dark.
But I think, you know, it could get actually darker if somebody else would pick up Constantine and, you know, give it more.
Do you know who the guy, when they say Jim Corrigan, the cop in Louisiana or whatever, and he's shadowed by the green lights?
It's been a while.
Do you know who that character is?
No, I can't say I do,
Ralph. It's one of my favorite DC characters.
The Green Lantern?
No. No, dude.
Which one?
Mind you, speaking of the Green Lantern, Hal Jordan did become my favorite character. The Spectre.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one. Yeah.
Jim Corrigan, he was the Spectre.
I'll be doggone. You know what? And that is a good hint to it, too.
It's an awesome hint. It's like, you're going to die. What? I just felt bad. It's like, I could see that you're going to die. It's like, well, we all die eventually. Yeah, but yours is going to be very painful. I'm laughing my ass off on this because, like, yes, he becomes a spirit of vengeance. And yes, he's going to die very painfully and very messily.
Right.
And it's like, dude, I want to see that show. They're probably either not going to make it or it's going to be the finale show and then the show gets canceled. And it's like, fudge! Because I really want to see this Spectre in that show. It would be awesome.
Well, I think if the creators of the show are smart, they see the hints of the show getting canceled already, and they start shopping now to get picked up for the next season.
Okay. Comic book time.
Okay.
Big Trouble in Little China, number 9.
How is that one going so far?
It's fun, but stupid.
Well, I mean, it wasn't designed to be exactly full-on action-packed. It was kind
true.
Of he was that way, too.
True. Guardians team-up, number 2. That's a moneymaker. As in, I'm not really all that enthused by the series, because it's like, really? You want to just find another way to make, hey, let's get the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy together. Okay. Star Wars, number 3, the new series. I am personally collecting the action figure cover variants. I like those, because this one has Obi-Wan Kenobi as an action figure on the front.
Wait. What? Where is this one starting?
What do you mean, where is it? The series.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Starts pretty much right after the first movie. As in A New Hope, not episode 1.
Okay, so this is going from where it ends.
They just blew up the Death Star, and now they're going about and doing stuff.
Gotcha.
And they haven't gone to see Jabba the Hutt yet, but they're about to.
Hmm.
So then we have Spawn Resurrection. Guess what? Spawn hit a milestone there a few weeks ago. They hit issue number 250.
Wow.
And then they stopped the series there and started again. So, in the Spawn universe, Al Simmons has been dead for a while, as in for about 100 episodes, issues. I think it's 100. Maybe it's 50. I don't remember. Some other guy was the Spawn for a while. Apparently, I don't think they actually made much in the way of sales doing Spawn that way, so they kill him and bring Al Simmons back again, which I think is funny, which is why I was laughing.
See, I really wish they would come out with the next movie.
They're not going to.
I know, but that's so sad. I mean, you get everybody in their hopes up with this one and then stop.
Well, that movie was really bad, but fun. I enjoyed it. I have a copy of it somewhere. The animated series was better.
Well, but I mean, I still love John Leguizamo's character.
Well, of course you do. I liked most of the people in that movie. I thought it was like, okay, they played the characters, but what's his face? President guy, bad evil guy,
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen. I thought he was terrible.
Yeah,
he was the only one terrible in it. Everybody else was good. I'm really looking forward to reading this issue of the next book, which is called East of West, issue number 18. I really, really love this series. It is far future, post-apoc. I don't know how many apocalypses have happened, but they've all happened, and we now have a completely, really super-duper far future where there's a lot of sci-fi, like, wow, human-machine integration, and then, wow, we have people who walk in the desert and just do stuff, like the wide spectrum of stuff.
Interesting.
Really cool series. But it's basically a space western.
Okay, I can see that.
So it's fun. I love it. We have Nova Annual number 1. Two covers. I don't know what's in it yet, but the Hulk is all over the front cover, so I'm assuming he fights the Hulk again. Woohoo! Another series which is continuing on a very story-based type of comic book called Astro City, issue number 21. This is basically, Ross and Buziak. Who's the first names? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys look it up. Whatever. But these guys are pioneers of the whole painted comic book. So, I mean, Alex Ross and Kurt Buziak did the series for Kingdom Come, which is one of the first really cool, groundbreaking type of series where it's like you use a lot of painted artwork, not just, hey, a lot of digital manipulation and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. Then we have New Avengers. 2 more months to Secret Wars. Hey, what's with the squiggly guy's face? Huh, more than one. Sounds like it could be fun. Silver Surfer number 10. It's got Galactus in it, because you can tell, because he's right on there on the cover. And here's one for you. New series. You're going to run out to the store and get it.
Okay.
You ready?
Go for it.
Howard the Duck.
I would totally go get it.
I got it. Because his coffee cup says DC UK.
Ooh.
I'm looking forward to reading that one, too. Red Sonja, Altered States. I don't know. But I like Red Sonja. Mm-hmm. Oh, Grim Fairy Tales Wonderland, episode number 33. Oh, we got 4 different covers. Fun, fun, fun stuff. Let's see what Kaylee does in the Wonderland. I'm sure she's going to have problems. And there's going to be bunnies.
Bunnies?
Bunnies. New Vampirella number 10. I like this series, and I love the covers. I don't know what this episode is going to bring us, but I'm sure it will be fun. And then this pile over here contains more books. Amazing Spider-Man number 16. We don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure it's going to be fun. Walking Dead number 138. Ooh, confrontation. Right?
Yeah.
Then Superior Iron Man number 6, where we find that Iron Man is still a dick. We have Thor number 6, where we find out that Thor still has tits. It got better a little bit. So this month in DC land, they are doing variant cover movie editions. So they take movie posters and they make a comic book version of it. So Justice League here is a rendition of Mars Attacks. I like this cover. It's got nothing to do with the comic book inside it, but the variant cover is just freaking awesome. I will be sharing it online shortly.
I can't wait.
Then we have Wolverines number 10, which is, hey, they killed Wolverine in the Wolverine universe, so let's now have a story about people trying to find him.
Why would they want to... Okay, I guess I need to know.
I ain't going into it. It's one of these really... I don't know why... Oh, I know. Money. Deadpool number 43. The Merc with a Mouth is back in the desert still, trying to fight Omega Red and save people.
I can't wait till this movie comes out.
Sure it can. I can't. Whatever. Green Lantern Corps, another one of the variant movie covers, is a variant of, oh, one of my favorite movies, Fantastic Planet. Sorry, Forbidden Planet. One with Leslie Nielsen and Robbie the Robot. Awesome movie. Injustice, Gods Among Us, Year 3, Issue 11. I think the fun is starting to heat up here. This, by the way, has Constantine in it as a character who is helping Batman fight Superman. Because, you know, Superman has gone evil and is trying to take over the world. Oh, wait, he did take over the world in Injustice. And then Superman Action Comics. This is quite funny. It's a parody of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Wow, dude.
Yes, wow, dude. Hence the reason why I started with wow, dude. And my little diatribe, but all the stars are pretty. What the hell is that? No, what the hell? Seriously, what the hell is that? Mm-hmm. Stop it. You monkeys, get away from there. Monkeys are going a little nuts. I'm going to have to tell them to really keep a dick in the net.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. That was my station identification breaking.
Ah.
You couldn't hear it because I made it on silent.
Is that what it was? Okay.
And just because what Jack just mentioned in the chat room there about Dirk Manning is his series Carmageddon, which is based on his character Mr. Ree. We'll let the pun set in.
Right, right.
Issue number 4 of that came out last week, and it was pretty good. Lots of Cthulhuisms in it.
And how is Mr.
Killed him. I ate him. Took his brain.
No. Famous zombie writer.
Which one? There's thousands of them now.
The one we all know.
Jonathan Mayberry?
Yeah. How's his comic book coming out?
Oh, he's got several of them, actually.
Yeah, I know.
He's got Rotten Ruin. I like it. He's got the vampire one. What was the vampire one? Oh, V-Wars. It's got the V-Wars thing is good because it's in line with his written stories where it's a vampire plague / evolutionary jump kind of thing that is... It's an interesting... It's much like the way Marvel was doing their mutants. Hey, mutants all over the place. Wow. But with vampires instead. I enjoy it. It's good. Their work has been getting kind of the currency issues. I'm not really so crazy about the artwork. It's okay. But I like the first couple of series artwork better. But the stories are pretty good. I like the way it's going.
Right.
He's got a couple of other series coming out too. I can't remember what they were again off the top of my head. I can't remember. But I like it. He's pretty prolific right now.
Yeah, I've been wondering how his work's coming out.
It's been coming out fairly regularly.
Sweet.
Seeing as how he can't support an entire lifestyle for himself and his family as a writer.
It is not an easy task.
No. I'm still not even getting there and getting dinner every once in a while from it. Oh, wait. No, I do, because I sell my books. I sell my books. People should buy my book. Everybody, buy my book. Why? Because buy my book. Why? So that I can eventually become rich and famous and be able to live by my... I'm going to say something bad.
Uh-huh.
See, which would have been a cough. But hey, I copied that and I hit the mute button so you couldn't hear it.
My books... will get me something out of the 25-cent vending machine.
There you go. But you see, but what I do is I actually sell my books at the flea market. So I actually make money selling my books.
Oh, is that how you... Golly, I need to go to flea markets.
So not only did I that, but I really, really need people to buy the books online so that my publisher likes me.
Yeah.
Because I like my publisher. My publisher is nice people. Bellfire Press, Needfire Press for their poetry division. They had an actual entire division for poetry. It's rather interesting. I has books. Heroes in Hell series has another one coming out called Doctors in Hell, which is going to be spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, I believe, has a story in that book. I have a story in that book.
Speaking of which, I got something to tell you that you don't know.
Don't do it.
No, you don't know about because it's good about you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really
yeah.
good?
Really good.
Will I like it good?
I hope so.
Will it make me go eat a wagon wheel?
Possibly.
Wagon wheels are like moon pies, by the way.
Okay. Good, because I was thinking the wooden wheel wouldn't be so good.
No, I don't like wood. Well, I'm not going there.
Anyway, you know that we have an app for the station now, right?
We do?
Yeah, we actually have an app. You can go to Google Play and get the app for your phones.
Wow! But
on the app, there is a library, and in that library is a couple of your books, including your current one, and where people can actually purchase it. But
I like the sound of that.
They're in the Kindle one, it not only has that book, but it also has your other books from the In Hell series.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
You mean Lawyers in Hell, Rogues in Hell, Dreamers in Hell, Poets in Hell, and soon to be there, Doctors in Hell?
Well, I got two of them in there right now. We'll be updating more, but those are the two that I could get in there at the moment.
Okay, I'm not in Lawyers in Hell, but the other ones I am.
Yeah, I got, I think it's, well, let me open up the app and tell you. I think it was Dreamers. I think.
Dreamers, you're such a little dreamer. I'm going to make you scream at her. But yeah, that didn't exactly go that right. That's more of my singing. It's great. I'm going to be on the Oprah show. Woo! Diggity doggadoo.
It's got poets and separate and succinct.
Yeah.
The others didn't take the update, so I'll have to do the updates again.
Cool. You'll have to give me a link to the app so I can share that with other people, because like, I know some people who like to share, and they like to share, and they like to care, because it's
all they have to do is go to, it's really simple, go to Google Play and search TMV Cafe Radio, and presto, you have it there. And you know what's really cool?
What? What's really cool?
The shows, the station from the app as well.
Wow. Yeah. And they can hear my dulcet tones on my show?
Yeah.
And our normal regular playtime is 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like, that's every, like, Wednesday. And, like, do you still, like, do the rerun things at some point?
Hey, I just got word on Bobby.
Yes, I saw that.
He's at home.
I saw that. I already commented. Or I already liked it.
Yeah.
Yay, Bobby's back to home. It's got to go through a whole diet change, but shit happens, right?
Yep.
So, I just wanted to say, because we've got 2 minutes left for the show.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Two more minutes! Two more minutes! Two more minutes! I can just say 2 more minutes for 2 more minutes.
I was thinking 2 weeks from the original.
Two more minutes! Two more minutes!
Total Recall.
Yeah. Remake was actually not bad.
No, it wasn't bad. That's one of the
still like the original.
Yeah.
But they're redoing Blade Runner. That's really going to bug me.
I'm not touching that one.
That's going to bug me. Because, like, dude, Blade Runner was such an awesome freaking movie. I can see stars. I have seen spaceships exploding like cascading stars.
What if they redo Waterworld?
They could redo Waterworld. I'd be happy with that.
I think a lot of people would be happy with that.
I didn't mind the first one. Like the original. It was okay.
It was a little slow.
Over campy, but...
Yeah.
They could redo Waterworld. I'd be okay with that. So, recapping. Buy my book, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct, on any book typey type, buy type thing, ebook, printed book. I prefer printed book because, you know, printed books are cooler. And if you ever meet me in real life at a convention, if I start going to them, which I will start going to them either this year or next year, I don't remember when my game plan goes on it, but I will do it because that's what I do, and I like to do it because I like game conventions. I like meeting people. People are fun because they're tasty. Yum. I will sign a real book because that's what I do. I like to. I do. I am a zombie. That's what we do. Come back to the show any other time. Come back to the Facebook. Find us on Facebook, Afterod. Yay. Although I also have a Facebook page for Separate and Succinct, too. So go there, too. You know? Everywhere. And coming up next, we've got EW and...
Oh, the Electric Wizard.
Whee!
Oh, is that the cue?
That's the cue. Roll it!
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.